Session 06 of the Law of 1, January 24, 1981. Ra, I am Ra. I greet you in the love and the light of the infinite creator. I communicate now. Questioner, we would like to continue the material from yesterday. Ra, I am Ra. This is well with us. We proceed now with the third area of teach/learning concerning the development of the energy powers of healing. The third area is the spiritual complex, which embodies the fields of force and consciousness which are the least distorted of your mind/body/spirit complex. The exploration and balancing of the spirit complex is indeed the longest and most subtle part of your learn/teaching. We have considered the mind as a tree. The mind controls the body. With the mind single-pointed, balanced, and aware, the body comfortable in whatever biases and distortions make it appropriately balanced for that instrument, the instrument is then ready to proceed with the great work. That is the work of wind and fire. The spiritual body energy field is a pathway, or channel. When body and mind are receptive and open, then the spirit can become a functioning shuttle or communicator from the entity's individual energy of will upwards, and from the streamings of the creative fire and wind downwards. The healing ability, like all other, what this instrument would call paranormal abilities, is affected by the opening of a pathway or shuttle into intelligent infinity. There are many upon your plane who have a random hole or gateway in their spirit energy field, sometimes created by the ingestion of chemicals such as what this instrument would call LSD, who are able, randomly and without control, to tap into energy sources. They may or may not be entities who wish to serve. The purpose of carefully and consciously opening this channel is to serve in a more dependable way, in a more commonplace or usual way, as seen by the distortion complex of the healer. To others there may appear to be miracles. To the one who has carefully opened the door to intelligent infinity, this is ordinary, this is commonplace, this is as it should be. The life experience becomes somewhat transformed and the great work goes on. At this time we feel these exercises suffice for your beginning. We will, at a future time, when you feel you have accomplished that which is set before you, begin to guide you into a more precise understanding of the functions and uses of this gateway in the experience of healing. Questioner, I've been asked if it is possible for Tom Flaherty to attend one of these communication sessions tomorrow. Are you familiar with the entity, Tom Flaherty? Ra, I am Ra. This mind/body/spirit complex, sound vibration Tom Flaherty, is acceptable. We caution you to carefully instruct this entity in the frame of mind and various appurtenances which it must understand before it is conducted into the circle. Questioner, I'm not quite sure what you mean by appurtenances. Ra, I was referring to the symbolic objects which trigger this instrument's distortions towards love/light. The placement and loving acceptance of them by all present is important in the nurturing of this instrument. Therefore, the appurtenances involved must be described and their presence explained in your own words of teach/learning, for you have the proper attitude for the required results. Questioner, I think this might be an appropriate time to include a little more background on yourself, possibly information having to do with where you came from prior to your involvement with planet Earth, if this is possible. Ra, I am Ra. I am, with the social memory complex of which I am a part, one of those who voyaged outward from another planet within your own solar system, as this entity would call it. The planetary influence was that you call Venus. We are a race old in your measures. When we were at the sixth dimension, our physical beings were what you would call golden. We were tall and somewhat delicate. Our physical body complex covering, which you call the integument, had a golden luster. In this form we decided to come among your peoples. Your peoples at that time were much unlike us in physical appearance, as you might call it. We, thus, did not mix well with the population and were obviously other than they. Thus, our visit was relatively short, for we found ourselves in the hypocritical position of being acclaimed as other than your other selves. This was the time during which we built the structures in which you show interest. Questioner: how did you journey from Venus to this planet? Ra: we used thought. Questioner: would it have been possible to have taken one of the people of this planet at that time and placed him on Venus? Would he have survived? Were conditions on Venus hospitable? Ra: the third density conditions are not hospitable to the life forms of your peoples. The fifth and sixth dimensions of that planetary sphere are quite conducive to growing/learning/teaching. Questioner: how were you able to make the transition from Venus? Did you have to change your dimension to walk upon the Earth? Ra: you will remember the exercise of the wind. The dissolution into nothingness is the dissolution into unity, for there is no nothingness. From the sixth dimension, we are capable of manipulating, by thought, the intelligent infinity present in each particle of light or distorted light, so that we were able to clothe ourselves in a replica visible in the third density of our mind/body/spirit complexes in the sixth density. We were allowed this experiment by the council which guards this planet. Questioner: where is this council located? Ra: this council is located in the octave, or eighth dimension, of the planet Saturn, taking its place in an area which you understand in third dimensional terms as the rings. Questioner: are there any people such as you find on Earth on any of the other planets in our solar system? Ra: do you request space/time present information or space/time continuum information? Questioner: both. Ra: at one time/space, in what is your past, there was a population of third density beings upon a planet which dwelt within your solar system. There are various names by which this planet has been named. The vibratory sound complex most usually used by your peoples is Maldk. These entities, destroying their planetary sphere, thus were forced to find room for themselves upon this third density, which is the only one in your solar system at their time/space present which was hospitable and capable of offering the lessons necessary to decrease their mind/body/spirit distortions with respect to the law of one. Questioner: how did they come here? Ra: they came through the process of harvest and were incarnated through the processes of incarnation from your higher spheres within this density. Questioner: how long ago did this happen? Ra: I am having difficulty communicating with this instrument. We must deepen her state. This occurred approximately 500,000 of your years ago. Questioner: is all of the Earth's human population then originally from Maldk? Ra: I am Ra. This is a new line of questioning, and deserves a place of its own. The ones who were harvested to your sphere from the sphere known before its dissolution as other names, but to your peoples as Maldk, incarnated, many within your Earth's surface rather than upon it. The population of your planet contains many various groups harvested from other second dimension and cycled third dimension spheres. You are not all one race or background of beginning. The experience you share is unique to this time/space continuum. Questioner: I think that it would be appropriate to discover how the law of one acts in this transfer of beings to our planet and the action of harvest. Ra: I am Ra. The law of one states simply that all things are one, that all beings are one. There are certain behaviors and thought forms consonant with the understanding and practice of this law. Those who, finishing a cycle of experience, demonstrate various grades of distortion of that understanding of thought and action will be separated by their own choice into the vibratory distortion most comfortable to their mind/body/spirit complexes. This process is guarded or watched by those nurturing beings who, being very close to the law of one in their distortions, nevertheless have the distortion towards active service. Thus, the illusion is created of light, or more properly but less understandably, light/love. This is in varying degrees of intensity. The spirit complex of each harvested entity moves along the line of light until the light grows to glaring, at which time the entity stops. This entity may have barely reached third density or may be very, very close to the ending of the third density light/love distortion vibratory complex. Nevertheless, those who fall within this octave of intensifying light/love then experience a major cycle during which the opportunities are many for the discovery of the distortions which are inherent in each entity and, therefore, the lessening of these distortions. Questioner, what is the length, in our years, of one of these cycles? Ra, one major cycle is approximately 25,000 of your years. There are three cycles of this nature during which those who have progressed may be harvested at the end of three major cycles. That is, approximately between 75 and 76,000 of your years. All are harvested regardless of their progress, for during that time the planet itself has moved through the useful part of that dimension and begins to cease being useful for the lower levels of vibration within that density. Questioner, what is the position of this planet with respect to the progression of cycles at this time? Ra, I am Ra. This sphere is at this time in fourth dimension vibration. Its material is quite confused due to the society memory complexes embedded in its consciousness. It has not made an easy transition to the vibrations which beckon. Therefore, it will be fetched with some inconvenience. Questioner, is this inconvenience imminent within a few years? Ra, I am Ra. This inconvenience, or disharmonious vibratory complex, has begun several of your years in the past. It shall continue unabated for a period of approximately 30 of your years. Questioner, after this period of 30 years I am assuming that this will be a fourth density planet. Is this correct? Ra, I am Ra. This is so. Questioner, is it possible to estimate what percent of the present population will inhabit the fourth density planet? Ra, the harvesting is not yet, thus, estimation is meaningless. Questioner, does the fact that we are in this transition period now have anything to do with the reason that you have made your information available to the population? Ra, I am Ra. We have walked among your people. We remember. We remember sorrow. We have seen much. We have searched for an instrument of the proper parameters of distortion in mind/body/spirit complex and supporting and understanding group of mind/body/spirit complexes to accept this information with minimal distortion and maximal desire to serve for some of your years. The answer, in short, is yes. However, we wished you to know that in our memory we thank you. Questioner, the disc-shaped craft that we call UFOs, some have been said to have come from the planet Venus. Would any of these be your craft? Ra, I am Ra. We have used crystals for many purposes. The craft of which you speak have not been used by us in your space/time present memory complex. However, we have used crystals and the bell shape in the past of your illusion. Questioner, how many years in the past did you use the bell-shaped craft to come to Earth? Ra, I am Ra. We visited your peoples 18,000 of your years ago and did not land, again, 11,000 years ago. Questioner, photographs of bell-shaped craft and reports of contact of such from Venus exist from less than 30 years ago. Do you have any knowledge of these reports? Ra, I am Ra. We have knowledge of oneness with these forays of your time/space present. We are no longer of Venus. However, there are thought forms created among your peoples from our time of walking among you. The memory and thought forms created therefrom are a part of your society memory complex. This mass consciousness, as you may call it, creates the experience once more for those who request such experience. The present Venus population is no longer sixth density. Questioner, do any of the UFOs presently reported at this time come from other planets, or do you have this knowledge? Ra, I am one of the members of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator. There are approximately 53 civilizations, comprising approximately 500 planetary consciousness complexes in this confederation. This confederation contains those from your own planet who have attained dimensions beyond your third. It contains planetary entities within your solar system, and it contains planetary entities from other galaxies. It is a true confederation in that its members are not alike, but allied in service according to the law of one. Questioner: do any of them come here at this time in spacecraft? In the past, say, 30 years. Ra: I am Ra. We must state that this information is unimportant. If you will understand this, we feel that the information may be acceptably offered. The law of one is what we are here to express. However, we will speak upon this subject. Each planetary entity which wishes to appear within your third dimensional space/time distortion requests permission to break quarantine, as you may call it, and appear to your peoples. The reason and purpose for this appearance is understood and either accepted or rejected. There have been as many as 15 of the Confederation entities in your skies at any one time, the others available to you through thought. At present there are 7 which are operating with craft in your density. Their purposes are very simple: to allow those entities of your planet to become aware of infinity, which is often best expressed to the uninformed as the mysterious or unknown. Questioner: I am fully aware that you are primarily interested in disseminating information concerning the law of one. However, it is my judgment, and I could be wrong, that in order to disseminate this material it will be necessary to include questions such as the one I have just asked. If this is not the objective, then I could limit my questions to the application of the law of one. But I understand that at this time it is the objective to widely disseminate this material. Is this correct? Ra: I am Ra. This perception is only slightly distorted in your understand/learning. We wish you to proceed as you deem proper. That is your place. We, in giving this information, find our distortion of understanding of our purpose to be that not only of the offering of information, but the weighting of it according to our distorted perceptions of its relative importance. Thus, you will find our statements, at times, to be those which imply that a question is unimportant. This is due to our perception that the given question is unimportant. Nevertheless, unless the question contains the potential for answer giving which may infringe upon free will, we offer our answers. Questioner: thank you very much. We do not want to overtire the instrument. We have gone considerably over our normal working time. Could you tell me what condition the instrument is in? Ra: the instrument is balanced due to your care. However, her physical vehicle is growing stiff. Questioner: in that case perhaps we should continue at a later time. Ra: we shall agree. Therefore, unless you have a short question we will take our leave. Questioner: the only question that I have is that I will assume that since Leonard was here when you first made contact that it is suitable for him to be here as well as Dom. Ra: this is correct and completes the number of those at this time able to come who are suitable. Again, remember the instructions given for the preparation of the vibratory sound complex, Tom. I am Ra. I leave you in the love and the light of the One Infinite Creator. Go forth rejoicing in the power and the peace of the One Creator. Adonai.